Give me Scotland or I die.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. You might have noticed the voice up front, not particularly British, certainly not American. Alec, as a Scot yourself, we're proud to be looking at a fellow Scot this week on the broadcast, John Knox.
John Knox was a fiery preacher from Scotland who lived in the 16th century, a time when the word of God could be superseded by the authority of the church, and services in Latin, well, that placed the Bible out of reach of ordinary people. Money swayed those in positions of power. Martin Luther famously stirred the movement to break away from the church in Rome and come under the authority of God's word alone. This was the time of the Reformation, and Knox was one of those willing to stand up and speak out. His passion, to see the church in Scotland embrace the authority of the word of God.
And this boldness came at a great cost, since terrific persecution broke out against the reformers.
Knox was often in danger, declared an outlaw, chased, ambushed, even shot at. But his passion to proclaim and defend the authority of God's word always came first. That's why he's still deeply respected, a man who was willing to stand up when the culture was telling him to sit down.
Well, we're certainly not facing that kind of persecution that Knox and others experienced, at least not in North America. But Christians are feeling the pressure to keep their mouths closed.
And that means, John, we have a decision to make. Will we choose to swim with the tide of popular culture, or will we choose to go against the flow? As G.K. Chesterton said, a dead thing has to go with the flow. Only a living thing can swim against it. The Bible says it's our responsibility to shine and share the truth with love, gentleness, and respect.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. We invite you to visit our website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.